What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Shouties? Welcome back
yes.
to the Let's Make Out Podcast. Welcome to the Let's Make Out Podcast. If this is your first time,
yep.
this is the place where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. I am Gabrielle, your host, and I'm joined by my handsome husband.
And co-host.
Chad.
That's right. Thank you.
Chad. You literally have one syllable.
Like you just Chad.
Chad.
Yeah.
Gabrielle. That's why every time you say my name, I have to say your full name to get the same amount of syllables.
True. Chad. It's just so super quick. Funny. Like you get, like you can say my name or like, hey, there's Chad and Gabrielle.
That's why you have to say
so
Gabrielle.
So tired. So tired.
Oh, whatever. He's so silly. So what's been going on? Man. How are you guys doing?
Yes, how are you doing? We'll wait for a response.
Hopefully well, right. Are you saying? Go ahead and put a comment. Tell us
with a comment. Let us know
today.
How you're doing. We will read those for sure.
We will definitely read them. If you're listening, then you can't really leave the comment. But you can like tweet us and tell us how you're feeling yeah. when you're listening.
That's right. Let's make out pod for the mm-hmm. for the Twitter.
For the Twitters. Them Twitter streets. You know, I really used to love Twitter. Like, I feel like Twitter is where I started interacting the most. Like, it was the first part of like social media that I was just like, oh, well, did YouTube come first? YouTube came first, I think. I'm trying to remember. And then I started tweeting, and I would tweet all the time. I would tweet like the most random things, like
be
now
like,
I don't tweet anything.
Be like people's Facebook timelines.
Yeah, where people just put the most random things on Facebook.
Today I woke up and my big toe hurt. Thanks. Appreciate you. Yeah,
but I used to love Twitter. I used to interact all the time, and now I just...
I don't tweet much.
I gotta up my Twitter.
I don't be tweeting much, but when I do...
You don't do anything social.
No, when I do, it's usually sports related.
Oh, yeah. You'll usually, like, if Alabama wins a game.
Miami wins a game. Like, I'll usually do something like that. But, like, I don't tweet much. But I do get on Twitter every day because I look at the...
You get your news and stuff.
I get my news from Twitter. Twitter's mm-hmm. good about having, you know, up to date information mm-hmm. as far as on what's happening.
It's interesting, though. Why do you prefer Twitter versus can't you just open the news app and get the same type of...
I think I like the trends.
Yeah.
The things that are trending, what people are talking about the most. Because then, you know, usually you can find out big stuff that's happening.
Really quickly. That's true.
And, but I get on, my favorite website to get on is Yahoo. I mean, I literally.
You are a Yahoo. Like, I don't. You love Yahoo News.
Yeah, I love Yahoo. Like, I think Yahoo is still very simple. Like, it's. It gives you stories.
Not as a search engine.
Not as a search engine. Google's the search engine.
Yeah.
But Yahoo is great for, like, just go to yahoo.com, just the main page. And, you can get any information you want right there as far mm-hmm. as news or, like, sports. So I've always liked Yahoo for that.
That's true.
But that's the only reason I use Yahoo. I used to
see Yahoo all the time because my main email was a Yahoo. So I would open it up to get to my mail so then I'd see the headlines. But now...
Yeah,
I just keep my inbox up, so I never really see the homepage.
Yahoo's ridiculous. Yahoo mail is the worst mail.
It has legit become just junk mail. Like, literally, how anybody is functioning with a Yahoo mail, and you are not getting tons and tons of spam.
I don't understand. Why does Yahoo not have the ability to stop all of the spam and crap? Like, because literally...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's ridiculous.
Why not with mine, though? Some of the stuff I have signed up for. Like, Yahoo has become my shopping hub.
True,
so, like, where I get all my coupons, all the little newsletters for the stores that I follow.
True.
Like, that's... It's just...
It's crazy.
It's literally... I have thousands and thousands and thousands of emails in Yahoo. Like, but I'm afraid that every time I shop, it goes to that one. So I'm afraid that if I, like, delete it all, then I'll be missing information that I may need to go back and
reference. She's trying to set a Guinness Book World Record of the largest inbox
literally
in the world.
It is so long. I need to go through and declutter.
I ain't about to ever do that. She's about to never go through Yahoo and declutter.
Maybe I could hire somebody to do that. A virtual assistant could do that. Like, just delete all the spam, keep all the important things. Because also, like, if I buy courses and stuff, I always typically use that email address because I don't want to junk up my Gmail. So I still have to sort through all of that stuff to find it. It's ridiculous. Am I the only one? You have multiple inboxes for multiple things.
Hilarious.
Like,
it's hilarious. Yeah, we have business wise, we have multiple inboxes.
We do.
But like those,
which is really weird when you think about it.
Well, I mean,
honestly, I mean, the podcast is its own thing. Yes,
I think we've tried to anything new that comes in a lot of times from our main email, mm-hmm. sometimes our business email. But I think people, because brands and agencies have been reaching out to us, we've been talking with these brands and agencies for years, they go with the email they know. It's mm-hmm. almost like, hey, yeah, I've got Chad and Gabriel's email, let me forward it to you. And it ends up being, you know,
the older email.
Yeah. But so it's kind of like one of those things where
we literally have like three.
Yeah, so yeah, we have like three, which is not horrible. I mean, because
which doesn't make any sense.
Don't be kicking the camera now.
Well, so. I was trying to get you more in frame. Scoot over some more.
That's because you'd be leaning. See how this chair you'd be leaving on the table? Because you want to sit sideways.
Sitting sideways.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul Wall.
H-Town. Man, I used to. Oh man, when I was in the Army, like in Fort Polk, Louisiana.
You're so funny. You always
stayed in H-Town because it's 3 hours away.
You say 3 hours, like it's a lot of places that are 3 hours away from us now that we don't stay in. Like it's not like it was 30 minutes away. Why was you driving 3 hours away?
Because I mean, Fort Polk, Louisiana,
is like a Savannah. My.
It's worse
like
than
Savannah, Tennessee.
Worse than Savannah, Tennessee.
Even, it's smaller?
Yes, even smaller.
Really?
Yes, it was bad.
Oh, maybe I didn't realize it was that bad. Yeah. Fort Polk, Louisiana. We got any listeners or followers in
from Leesville?
Well, anywhere in Louisiana. But yeah, if you're close Leesville. To Fort Polk, shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Shout out to this music that Babe Don't Have ready.
Yeah.
That's funny. What is within 3 hours of us?
Columbus, Ohio.
Cleveland?
Cleveland is about, I'd say about three.
Chicago.
The top of town. Obviously, Louisville.
Yeah, less than 3 hours. Louisville, good hour and a half.
St. Louis is like 5 hours.
Yeah. I'm sure there are other places, but those are like the major.
Yeah, Cincinnati's like a good 2 hours maybe at most.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's only like 5 hours.
Nashville's like a 4 hour drive.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's 5 hours if you go the speed limit, but I can make it there in four hours.
Of course you can.
I've always made it there in 4 hours.
Yeah, so, but like, no, but when you're, I
guess when you have nothing else going
on. Nothing else going on, like. You know, you 18, 19-year-old kid, like, you just get up and go.
Yeah. And then you would just stay the whole weekend?
You stay the weekend, yeah. So.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Because Houston's a big city.
Trip.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot to do.
But it wouldn't be just me. It would be, like, me and some of my Army buddies. So, like, we would just go.
Just go and hang out. That's cool.
So, get a hotel and, like, it literally be, like, six of us in a hotel.
What would y'all be doing? Y'all would just be, like, clubbing?
Yeah, because they have clubs that you can go that are 18 and over, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Could y'all go to the strip club? Not at 18. Can you go to the strip club?
I don't know. I don't know if we didn't in Houston like then. No. I don't remember. We were going to like a place called Hurricane Hut. And y'all from H-Town. I think it was on Richmond Avenue.
Hurricane Hut. I don't know anything about
it. It was like 18 and older club. I'm trying to think, yeah.
Interesting.
But we would just eat. We just hang out. Like
I asked about the strip club because this weekend I took a pole dancing class. Well, it was like for a birthday situation, a birthday-like celebration, and it was so much fun. Like,
she doesn't even know that I'm actually having a pole installed in the house right now. That's actually, I mean, they were doing repairs, so I said, hey, we had a pole here. Can you replace that?
Can you go ahead and replace that? You are so silly.
So, yeah.
But it was the most fun thing. So, ladies, if you are looking for something out of the box, different, and I've taken one years ago, like a decade ago, and it had been a long time since I done it, but it was so much fun, and the instructor was really cool. She's not, you know, a dancer. I was curious. Like, she just started, like, going to a pole dancing class, and she had a good time, and she just kind of, like, kept with it and started learning, and then decided to teach on her own. That's cool. So, yeah, I thought that that was really cool. So, ladies, if you're looking for something.
I enjoyed seeing it.
Outside the box, yeah, sent him a couple videos. But it was
but
it
the
was
funniest thing, you know who recorded the videos?
My mama. She's so funny. She was like, I sent the video to Chad. I'm like, she I didn't even know you were
she
filming.
She recorded the videos and then she sent them to me. Said, here's your wife.
I'm like, hey, can you send them to me, please?
And she's like, here's your wife.
Can
mama and I have that relationship, okay? She
takes apparently.
She takes care of her son, okay?
That's so funny. But while we were there, everybody was talking about this show, P-Valley. And I have not watched it yet, but do y'all watch P-Valley? Have y'all watched it? Please let us know how it is, because I think that's about to be one of the shows that we start.
So we've got two shows that we want to watch. We've never finished Power. I know. Don't hate on us.
We are like
but
three,
because
four
now they're doing, you know, the book two with, you know, Ghost book two or whatever, and it looks really good. So it's like we want to watch Power, but it's an adult movie or adult show,
right?
So is P-Valley, obviously. So we've got two adult shows now that we have to watch when the kids are asleep.
Yeah,
we need to, like,
that makes it harder.
We need a PG, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, we need to finish How to Get Away with Murder. We never
finish that.
We are almost done with the season before the last
season.
We
can watch
we have
last
like
season.
Two or three more episodes left. And then we have
so we'll
all
have to
of the
we'll finish
season.
That up, yeah.
And that one is it's not bad enough to wear, like, if
yeah,
the
I mean,
in the room
and the
like
kids
that.
Don't even care to
they don't care to watch,
watch
it.
Yeah. But the other one, like, you know, they have like scenes that, you know,
it's like no, yeah, we can't be watching that.
Chad's excited about Chad Jr. is excited about A Million Little Things to come back.
He really loves that show. Asking about
which is cool because we've never had a show that we watch with Chad Jr.
Yeah, you know what? That was probably the first show that we've watched like as a family.
Yeah. And he sits there and he loves it. And he's like, oh, when's it coming back? So
I
that's
miss it.
So that's kind of cool.
Excited for that. I'm excited for Grey's Anatomy coming back in November.
Was season like 32 or something?
Honey, if
season 375.
Babe was like, ain't it the last season? I was like, oh, don't you say
all the Kardashians, though. It is the last season.
I am so sad. When I tell you that the Kardashians are like my guilty pleasure, I love watching them. Like, it's just one of those shows that you can just put on a Sunday and binge a few episodes.
Put on like, from my TV.
No. I'm really sad that they're giving it up. But I knew it was coming because Courtney was,
yeah,
she was over it.
They be beefing too much, man. But I feel like the cameras.
It can't be healthy.
It can't be healthy on the family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, after a long term, like, having all of these, like, arguments. Having arguments is one thing. Having public arguments.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing because now you've got everybody else, you know, putting their two cents in where they don't even have a clue what they're talking about.
Yeah. No, we're not even prepared. Look, the battery about to die.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to switch the battery. So we'll switch the battery out. RIP to the Kardashian show.
I know. Don't leave. I'm so sad.
Baby, don't leave.
What song is that?
I don't. Baby, don't go. I don't know.
All right. We're back with a better battery.
Yes. Yep. So, but yeah. So, that's our show update as far as what we're trying to
get into.
And there's so many shows that would probably be back right now, but obviously with COVID, you know, they didn't get to film, they didn't get to do the things. So
Ozark is also on the list.
Ozark.
You ain't been watching no episodes.
No, I paused so that she can catch up. So we, you know, so probably 6 years from now, we will have watched all of Ozark.
I can't do it.
Because here's the thing, if Gabriel really likes a show, if Gabriel really loves a show,
Ozark is a slow start.
We did watch Dirty John on Netflix.
We did. We finished that, and it was crazy.
It was crazy.
We had listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
So
it was cool seeing it in...
Acted out.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it kind of just brought a little more context to it. Because, you know, the podcast was really good because they described, you know, everything really well. But it was kind of cool to see
just
it.
Just seeing it. Yeah. Even it sucks some of the stuff was a little, like,
it sucks
fabricated,
that it happened, you know, obviously, but...
it was good.
Yeah, it was a good one on Netflix.
It was good.
I'm mad that Black Lightning, you know, because Black Lightning was good.
What's wrong? Oh, like, they just got to come back.
I don't think they're coming back.
Oh, they got canceled?
I don't know. I need to look it up and see. But that was good.
This Is Us? I'm ready for that to come back.
This Is Us. Ready for that to come back.
You're supposed to be in the theater of good TV.
Like Shy is good. I like Shy. What else is good? Snowfall is good.
I don't know any of these
shows. There's a new one called Charm City something. It's with Meek Mill is in it.
Oh, really?
It's an HBO Max show. It starts in October.
Huh.
Charm City something.
Charm City.
So it's probably about Philadelphia, I'm guessing, because Meek Mill's from Philly.
Oh, I'm like, why would it be about Philadelphia?
Well, with him being in it, I'm thinking it possibly.
Does it have to be from where he's from? Just because he's in it?
I mean, it could be. It would make sense.
This reminds me of the show that I never watched. I started, and I got like 5 seasons in. I said I was going to watch it from the beginning to the end, The Wire. And I just forgot about it. It's just too many shows to keep up. How are you people out here watching all of these shows? Like
Baltimore. So Charm City is Baltimore.
Be more. Have I ever been to Baltimore? Yes, I've been to Baltimore. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
I went there when I worked at as a contractor. I went there for when I went out there with the CEO to give a presentation. Remember?
Were we married?
We were in Savannah.
Oh, remember
when I went out
that.
With Gordy and
Alfred? Yes, I do remember
to give
that.
A presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't know what they were talking about, so they needed somebody that knew what they were talking about.
That's so funny.
So like, yeah, you know what? We don't really know what we're talking about. Let's just
how about you come?
How about you come and we'll sit you in front of the CEO of this company, and you can tell them, I got the deal done. So hey,
that's so funny. That job was fun. The Savannah job.
We had a good time.
It was a good time.
Looking back on that time, was fun. That was such a good start to our marriage.
It was. It really was. Like the best start. Like I feel like. Everybody needs that foundation of, like, even just 6 months with no distraction, no family, no friends, no outside input, just you and your spouse.
It's priceless. We will never trade that.
Oh, my goodness. Foundation set on top of, the communication while we were dating. So
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
We look back on that. We're, like
get back to that Savannah.
Finding our Savannah. Because now life is awesome still, but it's just busier.
Mm-hmm.
Way busier. And you feel like, your friends are saying, hey, come do this, come do that.
Yeah.
Not as much right now with COVID, but
folks,
still, the people are starting to get back out. We just saw that all of the Starbucks are reopened.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've been reopened, but they haven't been reopened
like
to seating. So now, all of the Starbucks around us, seating is open. You can go there and sit.
It's exciting because I need to change the scenery.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot of people, when I went in there a few times, a lot of people aren't, it's not full like it normally was before.
Right. They have areas sectioned off?
Yeah. So
tables?
The table's a little bit farther apart.
Yeah.
So I think there's still there's less tables.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still adhering to that 6-foot separation.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And you have to wear your mask, if you're, walking or going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But, if you sit at your table,
then
you can still wear it or you can take it off if you want because you got that 6-foot separation. Hmm. So, I think outdoor seating. So that's exciting. So just change the scenery. Let's not talk about fall.
Let's talk about fall.
We don't need the outside seating.
Okay, let me say this. Summer is my favorite season. I love hot weather, even though I don't like to be outside in it because it just be too hot. But I just like not having to have coats and all that stuff. But fall, do you think that fall is my favorite season?
Yes,
because every time I say this, I feel like I have to give the caveat that summer is my favorite season.
No, it's not fall.
But maybe it's not.
Fall is her favorite season. 100%.
Maybe it is fall. I think I just realized.
And don't get me wrong. You look amazing in your jeans and your boots and your cardigans and your sweaters. You look amazing.
I live for that.
You be bodying them clothes.
Oh,
those clothes. Okay?
Them clothes.
Them clothes.
I be bodying them clothes.
You be bodying them clothes. Now, but would I rather you be in a bikini or some swimwear? Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm not every day in summer walking around in bikini or swimwear. So
if we live somewhere different, we could
here
be.
Here we go. Y'all.
Booty cheeks out all day.
I think that fall might be my favorite season.
It is.
Fall fashion is my favorite, though. Fall I don't like cold weather. It's just the fall fashion. I'm here for the leggings. I'm here for the boots and the jackets and the, what else do you have on in the fall? Cardigans. The cardigans, like the long sleeves, her the hoodies.
Her and Reagan had this like little cardigans thing.
We had on cardigans this morning. Cute. It was the cutest thing ever. So fall showed up, basically. We are officially in fall and the weather followed suit.
It did.
Summer packed her things and
yeah, this like, week is like mid-70s. Next week is like is high 60s.
But this is perfect deck weather also. So I cannot wait to get back at our house so we can sit out on the deck. House update. I feel like this, we just rambling, doing all the rambling today.
Well, before we get in the house update, I need to tell you about something that I'm probably going to need because it is becoming colder outside. because it's just very not cool. Okay. So that's why I want to tell you about BetterHelp. Okay. BetterHelp. And we've told you about them many times. If you've not checked them out and you feel like you know, are looking for someone to talk to, then, you know, BetterHelp is a great option because you don't have to go anywhere. You can be in the comfort of your own home. So, year's been crazy. Year's been, you know, going really fast at the same time, it feels like. And it just seems like, you know, there's times where you feel like, you know, if you know, for us, if times like you feel like maybe we haven't been getting stuff done the way we want to, or for us being in the hotel, it's just like we feel unorganized. But you know, but there's all these factors that you might be experiencing and going through that are, you know, just making you not be your most productive and happy self. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. So they will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. Not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in, you know, some of your areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. As with traditional therapy, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, so you can find the right person. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. That's their main goal. So you can visit their website and read their testimonials posted daily from people that are actually using their service to see what they're saying. So you can visit betterhelp.com/LMO. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And what's great about this is that so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
That's good.
So there's a counselor out there for you.
Yeah.
And you can change. If you don't like the first one, you can change to another one. So special offer for you awesome listeners or watchers or both. You can get 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/LMO.
L-M-O.
Yeah, so check them out.
I always want to say L-M-N-O-P.
I know.
I always say L-M-O. Yeah. It's like L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah, get you that discount. L-M-N-O-P.
Don't. No, it's L-M-O.
No, yes. It's L-M-O. Let's make out. L-M-O. Okay? So house update. So, exciting news. We could be, we're less than a week, potentially, if things stay on schedule, from the house being
done
yes. with repairs.
Yes.
They were painting.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's get one more out. You got to get one more.
No, go ahead.
No, you have to get it out. I know.
No, go.
If I start talking, you're going to be like, yes. I know you're trying to be like me.
Don't be trying to ruin my fun.
Okay.
Dang.
So then,
yes.
Okay. You're so cute.
See, I ain't trying to ruin my fun.
I know.
Fun.
She's so cute. You're so beautiful. Your hair looks fire today.
Thank you. I am having a really good hair day.
Great
Thank
hair day.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, basically, they started painting yesterday. They painted all of the ceilings and,
Diane so finish an update.
And some of the crown molding. So today I think they're gonna finish up all the white. So they'll do all the trim, all the around the, you know, door frames and the trim, all of the crown molding. And then they'll do like the closets that are gonna be the same color white. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll finish all that today, and then they're supposed to hopefully finish painting by this weekend. They said Monday at the latest. See if you know if they don't. They don't really have to rush because carpet is supposed to get installed on the on Tuesday of next week.
Yeah.
And so and that would be it basically. Yeah.
Then we can go home.
And we got the same carpet. Our stuff. Yeah. Then basically from there, our project manager said that he would tell the property people, you know, the property, the all of our furniture, all the part of the company that took that stuff and cleaned it. He'll tell them, hey, we're going to be done with the house this date. When can we schedule? So he said he would schedule all that for us. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
So we're excited. So hopefully that means next week
we'll be back in the house.
We'll be back in the house. Not for the podcast.
No, not for the podcast, but
yeah.
Maybe by the time y'all listen to next week's episode, maybe we'll be moving back.
Maybe so. So that's exciting.
It is exciting. So let me tell you about this paint, y'all. So babe goes over to the house yesterday to make the taco meat for Taco Tuesday. And he comes back. He doesn't even mention anything about the paint. So I'm like,
because it wasn't done
painting?
Yet.
Does it look okay? And he was like, oh, yeah, it looks good. It looks good. Now, women, you know. I was like, does it really look good? Because you wasn't excited to tell me about it. But you didn't say. I had to ask you about it. Like, he's making me very, very nervous about it. Because I'm like, well, what about the ceiling? Like, he's like, it's really bright. Like, and I'm like, well, super bright? Does it look bad with our cabinets? Like, what? Like, I'm so paranoid that because all of our, everything in our house was like a creamy off-white. So now that we are making like the ceiling and the crown molding and the trim like white, I have a fear that it's going to look bad against our cabinets because our cabinets aren't stark white. They are a little bit muted. So I kept trying to ask him and he couldn't give me a good answer. So I think I'm just going to have to go over there today to see it. Not that I can do anything about it because
I could have walked in. I could have walked in with a theme song that I just went and recorded at a local studio about how amazing the cabinets look.
Studio.
And had a live band on the porch playing the beat as I walk in, like, the cabinets
look
amazing.
But the fact that he didn't mention it at all, like, normally, if you see something good, you'd come back and be like, oh, man, it looks great.
Well, because
there. You know what I'm saying?
The reason I said that, obviously, you don't realize how your ceiling can be, like, dusty, possibly, mm-hmm. you know, or, like, you know, or it could be a little bit dirty. Because, like, when we have the people come and clean our house, I don't see them ever like
they don't clean the ceiling.
They're not cleaning the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
But the ceiling looked clean. It didn't look dirty. But when you get a fresh coat of paint on there, it's like, wow, that looks awesome.
And it's white.
So I did say like the ceiling looks bright, but not in a bad way because it's a flat. So it's not like shiny. It's just white.
It's
like,
just white.
You look up, and you're like, wow, that's nice, which is going to brighten up the room.
Yeah.
But then what I did tell her in our bedroom, we painted the strip around like our.
We have like a ceiling lip.
Yeah, so that part that was a dark gray, we painted that white, same color as the ceiling. So now, did notice that. I was like, that was good. A change. Everything else is not much of a change because it's not so different than I'm like, oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Like I know they did it because I can see it, but it's not like this big, crazy change where I'm like, oh, my. If I would have walked in, the ceilings were purple, I would have been like, sweetheart, the ceilings are purple. Like, but it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. So for me, I'm just kind of waiting.
I'm nervous.
I'm excited.
Did he ever text you back yet? So then I text the guy, the project manager, just asking if we could like hire the painters because
he's already doing it.
They're already doing it in my office. Our master bathroom and closet won't get painted. So I'm like,
can you paint?
Can they just paint those, like the ceiling and the trim for those, and then we can just pay for that because it doesn't make sense to not have the whole house redone, like in those three little areas.
So he said he would get a quote from the painter, and we'll just pay for that we'll pay for that ourselves.
I'm excited to move back in. I don't even care what it looks like. I mean, I do care, but
it's gonna look
fine. I'll just be so excited that we'll be back. Exactly. In there.
It'll look fine. It's
yeah. My fear is that I'm gonna move in, and we're gonna get our stuff back, and I'm gonna feel like our decor doesn't match the new colors in the house. I think that's what I'm.
We've been talking about possibly you know, switching out some furniture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For the last like 6 months or so, because we moved in the house like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we've had our furniture, we've had that same style in
so
there
it's time for a
for
refresh.
4 years. So yeah. We've been talking about doing a refresh regardless of, you know, the unfortunate True. Of, you know, of a fire happening. So we've been talking about doing that anyway. So
yeah.
So we might still do that just because we've been talking about it. So, mm-hmm. you know, every 4 or 5 years, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know,
refresh,
you know, like if you want to change a few things up. So we might do that anyway. We've been talking about getting a darker couch just because our couch, we both want the same couch.
I wish that I could get the just same darker. Couch in a different color because it is so, the most comfortable couch ever.
It's amazing.
Ever. We've talked about it multiple times.
Yeah, we talked about it. So who knows? We'll see. But we're just excited. We're just thankful.
We are. Excuse me.
Yeah. Insurance company, still rocking. Still doing their thing.
They're awesome.
Project manager's amazing for the company that's doing the restoration. He's very, very good at communicating,
mm-hmm.
Letting us know, you know, everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's been very good.
He's been good. So, yeah, and that's, you know, that's what you want, you know, so. But, yeah, so that's the update on the house. We're mm-hmm. excited to just get back in there. I think that I'm excited about my new office.
Oh, yeah, babe, in his new office. Did we tell y'all? I think we told the vlog.
Yeah, so basically, so what we're going to do, the guest bedroom. I have a new love for the guest bedroom. I spent 12, 13 days in the bad boy, just me, myself, in the room. So that room, the guest bedroom across from our bedroom upstairs, is a room that we never really used for anything, really. You know, it was my closet's in there, but my closet's in there, right? So it is used by me. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Gabriel rarely ever needs to go in there.
Yeah, I don't.
Because there's just nothing in there. There was a futon, right?
Me, yeah.
So what we've decided is that we're going to open up the basement part. We're going to get a contractor out there to possibly take a look, see what we can do to change it up. But we're going to open that area up, continue to keep it as the, like, movie room projector, because mm-hmm. the projector's up there. But then maybe get, like, a big rug to cover up the floor, you know, make a little, you know, a little warmer down there, a little, mm-hmm. little, you know, and then make it like maybe put some play toys and stuff down there. Put like the Xbox and things of that stuff.
Yeah, so down the kids there. Can play down there.
Yeah, you know, and then take all my office stuff, like my desk, you know, and then just all that stuff, take it and put it in the guest bedroom. So I'm getting the guest bedroom done with an accent wall. I've already explained to him how.
No, he could have got a little set up.
It actually, but it makes sense if you think about it, because my closet's there.
Yeah.
So it's like,
just make it your space.
We don't
have
guests like that. So the thing is cool about that is that the futon, you know, the futon that's downstairs is a sleeper mm-hmm. in the playroom area, but the kids don't use that as a playroom. So we were talking about, like, you know, the playroom, the kids don't play in there.
Yeah. So we got to figure out.
They don't play in there.
I'm not sure that we're all the way formal dining room people. I like the idea of having a formal dining room, but I just don't think that we would use it as that.
What in the world is happening?
Yeah. Okay, so.
It's the weird. So first, we turn it back on, and some reason the microphone did not record. But the camera did. So then we stopped and started again. The microphones was recording. And then the camera wasn't recording. So now we're both recording on both sides. So.
For the third time.
And the reason we do that, do the microphones and the camera, is because you get a lot clearer sound and better sound quality.
That's hilarious.
But you have to record on two different devices. And then post-production is when you, like.
So,
you know,
but before all of that
that's
happened,
hilarious.
The card was full. The memory card was full. So, I believe I was talking about how we're not formal dining room
yes.
people. And how we'll probably just redecorate it. Still maybe make it a sitting room. Like,
yeah,
you know, the kids' little, like, shelving. It got, you know, it's a
you
piece
know
of junk.
Do?
So they're taking it away.
Great idea.
What?
But, like, we could build, like, a little, like, reading nook in front of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Not us build it, because I don't build stuff. And
she said we could build, didn't
we? Well, we can hire somebody to build it. Like a little reading nook in front of the window,
uh-huh.
you know, and then have it to where it's like built into the wall where there's two like
bookshelves
on each side.
Oh, like a built-in situation?
Yeah.
I mean, we could. Or we could just buy two bookshelves and put them on the side then.
But how do you get the reading nook?
We already got a.
You can't lay on that bad boy. Get one booty cheek on there and roll over. Make one false move on that bad boy.
We do have like a little.
Yeah, you can't sit on that.
Stool, I guess is what you call it.
That's a stool. That's a footstool.
It is not a footstool, babe. It's a whole bench.
I'm talking about like an actual, like, with a nice, comfy, you know, a reading nook. Y'all know what I'm talking about, like reading nooks. Where people sit in front of the windows and they can sit there and just read a book and look out the window because it's so beautiful. Reading. Look at the cold weather outside. You know what I'm talking about.
I cannot deal with you. Anyway, so we don't know what we're going to do. So what do y'all do? Do you guys have formal dining spaces or do you utilize that space for something else? Like, I'm always confused between like the living room and the family room. Like, what is the point of having both? You know, like,
or when our one is covered in plastic
and you can't do anything, it just looks pretty. What? So, yeah, we're taking all suggestions for what we should do with that space. I originally it was going to be the office space for Bay, but I just feel like it could get a little junky in there.
I don't, so yeah. That was.
I'm glad you came up with
that. Was a decent idea at first, but then I was like, you know what? It makes more sense to be up there where my closet is anyways. I've got
have your own little
great little design for it already. Like I told her, she's gonna help.
Yeah, he's got it laid out.
She's gonna help me like.
I gotta make it pretty.
She's gonna help me like, you know, I'm gonna decorate it with some of my army stuff, but outside of that, she's gonna help me kind of decorate the accent wall, make it clean, you know, nice. But we have an extra TV, so I have a TV in there.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You seem excited.
I am excited.
Well, I need you to be that excited about cleaning out this basement though. Because all your stuff is down there now.
True. Oh, you know what I'm about to...
Man cave.
No, that is the next project is to clean that crap out.
Oh, my gosh. That basement is a wreck.
So, what I thought about, though, is I'm going to get a contractor or that electrical guy we used that one time that came and did a lot of stuff for us.
Oh, yeah, to change, like, the
And I'd like to put a plug-in underneath your desk. They can put a plug-in into the ground.
Oh,
so you can just plug straight
so
down.
I can plug straight
and
down.
I want to get one put underneath my desk.
Okay.
In there.
Cause that would be nice.
Yeah, because then it's just the outlet. Basically, the outlet's in the middle of your floor.
As opposed to, because I always have to run the cord.
But,
all the things. So many things that we want to think about doing with the house. But we got to get back up in there first, okay?
Exactly.
All right, let's do some questions. Because I feel like we've just been talking this whole episode. Yes. I guess that's what you do in a podcast. But.
Yeah, well, we can't. Yeah, we don't want to sit here and just look at the camera. Welcome to our silent podcast.
Could you imagine a silent podcast?
3 seconds. Let's do 10 seconds of silence. Fake laugh.
Okay.
That was so exactly. Boring podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Questions.
All right.
4,000 questions for getting to know any... One and every one. Second edition. You know what? I wonder if they've got a new edition. I'm going to have to look that up. Because what year was this? I'm going to have to look that up. Or we're just going to have to write one ourselves. But we should make a question book.
We're going
to
make a question book.
We're going to make a question book. Would y'all buy it if we made a question book?
Exactly. We're going to make a question
Asking
book.
Asking all them questions. Asking all them questions. You going to give me a number or what?
Oh, 23.
Jordan. Tongue out like I'm Jordan.
Stop.
What do you tend to do with old clothes that either don't fit or that you don't want anymore?
I mean, if they don't fit.
If the glove don't fit.
Yeah. Then
you must have quit.
You must have quit. So, yeah. It means I quit.
Do y'all remember watching that trial in school?
That's crazy.
Why did they have us watching that in school?
Because it was just, because it was just such a big public thing. And they saw it as like, let's keep the kids up on current events.
Yeah, why did we even need to be watching that? I feel like we were in elementary or we were in middle school. Maybe it was middle school.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what year that was.
But yeah, so I think, I get rid of stuff. I mean, I get rid of stuff. The only shirts that I keep that I don't wear are my like triathlon shirts that I get from like races because I want to make like one of those quilts. You can send off your shirts to like a place and they'll make a quilt.
Oh.
And so it'll have all of the races
that you've done.
That I've done in like a big blanket.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean you've seen the shirt blankets that they have companies
that
do
I've
that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I wonder how many you need to get.
You can tell them the size, basically. So they say, I want this size blanket, and they'll tell you how many shirts you need.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought that was kind of cool. So I've got like a trash bag full of my race shirts.
Yeah.
That I don't wear anymore. The only ones I wear is like my Iron Man shirt. Like I wear those still. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, like I don't. The one I actually got from the Iron Man, the, you know, with the Cardinal on it, because it was in Muncie. I don't wear that one because the Cardinals, because Ball State is in Muncie,
yeah,
the college. So I don't wear that one. So that one would be one of the ones that would be on the blanket.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of like my thought.
I give mine away.
But outside of that, I just give it away. Mm-hmm. We donate a lot of clothes.
Give it away.
Okay. All right. Which one you want?
We do donate a lot of clothes. I've sold some too.
Yeah. No.
It's just a lot of hassle to sell clothing sometimes.
Yeah. Like, she sold some stuff that was like really good stuff. So.
But most of the time, I give it away.
Yeah.
I need to go through and give away a lot of fall clothes because all my sweaters from last year are too big.
Oh yeah, she needs to make room. She needs to make room for some new ones.
All my cute sweaters last year.
It's because you're all teeny, girl.
Oh, I hate it. I don't hate being teeny.
Exactly.
I don't call myself teeny either.
I call you teeny.
Teeny is such a weird word. Is that even a word? Well, yeah, teeny tiny.
I call you.
This episode is all over the place.
I call you slim thick, shawty.
Oh gosh, let's do
slim thick
77.
Okay.
Lucky number 7. Stop. Cool off. Hey.
Have you ever given someone a nickname that you knew they would hate or feel hurt by?
No.
Okay. You want a different
one? No, I would. Yeah, I was trying to think. Like, no, I don't. I don't think so.
Okay.
Stop.
What people do you wish you had not trusted? What?
Ooh, what people do I wish I had not trusted? You remember that one time? Were we dating when I got scammed that one time? Somebody on Craigslist scammed
me. Yes, what was that? What was that? I do remember that, yes.
Me trying to explain it to you guys, you're going to be like, Gabriel, that is the dumbest thing ever. But I was supposed to be wiring money to somebody, and then I was going to get like, I don't even remember. In my mind, it sounded good then.
Because she needed money.
Because I was broke. And I was like, all I got to do is wire this and they're going to give me this. Like, it literally makes no sense now.
But that's how they work because they come with a convincing story.
Swindled me out of hundreds of dollars. Like, it could have been like $500 or $600. Like, I was...
She definitely didn't consult me. She didn't have to because it was her money.
But
she didn't consult me to say, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Because I would have been like,
know. No. I just remember trying to explain it to my boss, and she was just like, but why? Like, so I wish I would have never trusted the Craigslist scammer that took my money, okay?
Oh, Craigslist.
I should have been smarter than that. I should have
Craigslist
known
killers, Craigslist scammers.
Scammers, like, man. Y'all.
Craigslist friends.
Hey, listen. I'm glad that's funny. Okay. So let me tell you about this one time that I don't even know that I want to put this out there because I feel like I will be judged for this. Long story short, I found a friend on Craigslist because they used to have personal ads. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've not been on Craigslist in years. Like, I don't know what it looks like now. But I found a friend because I had just moved back home from LA. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't feel like I had, like, any friends to hang out with. And my boyfriend at the time, he had friends. So I was friends with his friends, but they were his friends. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was like, I want somebody to hang out with. So... found a friend on Craigslist, okay? And she was my homegirl. We was riding tough. We would go out. We would just do all
She was
the
in our
things.
Wedding.
Like, she was supposed to be in our wedding.
Oh, that's right. She was supposed to. Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, that's where the friendship kind of
went awry.
It's so funny. If you watched our vlogs, she is the friend that we met in Nashville with her boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
That is the friend.
That is the friend.
That's funny. Yeah, this was I pregnant? I think I was pregnant.
I think so.
We took a weekend trip to Nashville and hung out with them and went to the museum and done all these things. I was still trying to give her a chance, even though I should have just cut it after she ghosted. She did me wrong for the wedding.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found her on Craigslist, and it's funny because folks always want to bring that up and be joking on me. And I'm like, first of all, that's not your story to tell. It's my story. And yes, I did find her on Craigslist. And we had a great relationship for like 2 or 3 years.
We did.
And then I think we just grew apart.
But I think like, so. It was a season.
It was a season.
So no, I am always. But no, for me, I'm always very impressed.
Which is really weird.
I'm always very impressed that you had enough courage to do something like that.
That's why I was saying it's really weird because I don't talk to people.
Exactly.
Like I don't reach out to my friends now. Like I don't, and not saying that to brag. I'm just really bad like at if that.
She would rather me reach out to a brand versus her. She just,
absolutely.
She can talk and have a conversation
I'm
with
not
anybody.
Really sure what was going through my mind at that point. I think I was just lonely. I had left all my friends in LA and I didn't have nobody to hang out with. Kelly at the time was living in DC because she was working
traveling
out of town
lot, yeah.
So she was traveling, so I would never have anybody to go out with, so I was like, this is stupid. I need to find somebody
I think it takes courage.
And when
man.
I tell you, we had the best time. We literally had so many good times, like so many, and then it just,
I mean, it was a season,
it fizzled. Yeah,
you guys were meant to meet and have good be good friends for a time frame.
I mean, but when you think about it though, like, it seems funny now, but it's the same thing as online dating.
It is.
Platonic. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, I was just looking for, you know, somebody to hang out with.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the whole story is fascinating to me.
It's fascinating because it could have went a completely different way.
Exactly.
Like, and I talked to a few before I ended it. She was the only one that I was like, oh, you know what I think? Like, we started emailing. And we would just have these long email threads, like what we would both be working and we would just be emailing back and forth. And then we finally was like, hey, let's hook up. Let's just go like have drinks or something. And the rest was history.
So that's, for like, me, it's
For
me, I always laugh
single
because it's
in
just
our
funny.
20s,
but,
living life.
Yeah, exactly. But it was but at the same time,
it
like it took like courage to put yourself out there. I think that there's a lesson in it, though. Like,
come on, preacher child.
I think it's a lesson in it is that I've always told you that I'm proud of that it was really courageous for you to do that. I've always told you that because that's like people don't
know.
Do
I
that.
I don't advise
right?
that now because Craigslist can be a little.
But it is the same difference. It is the same similar situation to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean
online dating,
right? Or so I think that the lesson in it is that, you know, I'm sure there's things that you want to do or things that you want to, you know, achieve or look into or possibly, you know, explore, but you're letting, you know, fear stop you. You're letting like Stephen Furtick said it perfectly in a message. You're letting the wrong what if, you're putting your faith in the wrong what if.
Yep.
So the what if you're Lynn is like, well, you know, this person could be crazy or, you know, and it could be speaking to online dating or this could be speaking to someone that you're dating that wants to go to the next step, but you're not sure. Like you, if you're thinking of all the negative what ifs, then, you know, you're putting your faith in the wrong what if. If you are willing to give it a shot and you think it's worth it, like if you want to get a new job or you want to go back to school and
you want to start your own
business. Start your own business and be an entrepreneur, or work for yourself. Like, you can always find the what ifs of why you shouldn't do, right? But, you know, if you want to give it a shot and you believe you can do it, then you have to put your faith in the what if of, like, what if it is successful?
Right.
What if I no longer work a 9-to-5 ever again?
What if this turns out to be everything that I
yes.
dreamed?
What if it turns out to be my husband? Mm-hmm. Like, what if it turns out to be my wife? If you're a guy that's listening, you're like the positive what ifs are what matter. The negative what ifs, bad things or setbacks are going to happen. Like that's life, right?
Yeah.
But if you dwell on the setbacks, then you're never going to be able to reach, you know, the blessings that could be around the corner.
Yeah.
So I think that for you,
that's true.
You reached out on a limb, did something, you know, crazy
completely
and like
out
of the box for you, but you found a friend and someone to help you get acclimated, you know, to Indianapolis again, and it served a purpose. We both were each other's friends, support systems for a couple years, and then you moved on.
And
it's okay. You wish her well. She wishes
you
well.
Yeah, and it's okay. And it's no bad blood. You know, like I'd love her if she were to call me now. We would hang out. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that's also a lesson too. You have to realize when people come into your life, they don't always come in to be there forever. Everybody has a season. I always tell this to Gabriel. And he does. He tells me that because it's just like sometimes
people hold on to the what it was.
Yeah, or the fact that we've been friends for so long. Oh, I've known you all my life. We have to be friends. And it's okay to still have love for that person and associate with that person.
You might not be best friend material
anymore. But you may not be a best friend anymore. Or you may not be, you know, you're... I was about to say Ace Boone Coon. That sounds real old. But... You know what I'm saying? Like, people come into your life for different seasons, and it's totally okay to let people go after that season. Like, I think that we make it harder on ourselves when we try to hold on to what was instead of living in what is.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Because like, I think that there's a lot of situations, you know, that possibly someone that was a friend in the past, maybe you lose connection and then you become a friend again. And if you hold on to what the friendship used to look like and you don't try to build a new friendship, then you could be in for a letdown. And that goes for a relationship as well. Like, you know,
it's true.
You know, someone that you were dating a long time ago and you stopped dating for a while and you come back and you try it again. Nothing wrong with that. But start off anew.
Yeah.
Don't start off on
what it was
because it's not the same anymore. If there's been years apart and life has been lived. Well, you guys have grown and you're different in a way. People. So, you know, and it might not work this time. It might be better this time.
Yeah.
But when you hold on to what it was or we've known each other for so long, I always tell Gabriel this. I'm like, just because you were doesn't mean you're supposed to still be. Like, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I think it took me a long time to get to that because I just don't like unresolved endings or things that just shift and you don't always know why it shifts and then it's like, you know what, I am wasting brain power thinking about why it has shifted, and it's totally okay that it shifted. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, life moves on, life goes on, everything is fine, you know.
Exactly. I think that
it does take some time. It's not easy to do, and this is with friendships and relationships and whatever, family, like all of the above, you know, we all go through, you know, different seasons in our life and growing pains. And
I think that that's good. Like,
nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing's wrong with that. I think that, you know, it's just important to realize that. And, you know, maybe you're in a situation right now with a friend or in a relationship where, you know, you want things to be what it was. And, you know, you have to look at all the factors, like, you know, are there reasons that it's not the way it was? Yeah. Like, you know, like what's different about us? Like, what, you know, what, you know, so just think about things in a different way, you know, like forcing something is, you know, it's like forcing a square into a circle.
Yeah.
Like, unless that circle's a heck of a lot bigger, it ain't gonna work. Like, so you have to think about just everything and then say, you know what, I don't want to have to force something for it to feel good.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think there's a lesson in that. Like, I think that this is just one of the things that I love about Gabrielle. She's done some pretty cool, courageous things.
Thank you, love.
You know, so, I mean, you know, we can name the courageous things that she's done, including building the businesses that we have now. Really courageous things. Mm-hmm. And if she would have never done, you know, any of those.
I was actually talking about this with my therapist yesterday, because a lot of times it's easy for us to get caught up in what's not happening or what we're not doing, the losses. And losses, I quote loosely, because in your mind you may feel like it's a loss, but
is it a loss?
Is it really? But then also, like, when is the last time, my therapist asked me, she's like, when's the last time you really stopped and focused on your wins and, like, just recounted your wins? And I was like,
it's good.
I don't think that I have in a long time, because I'm so goal focused and like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do that, that I spend all of my energy doing that. And sometimes I get caught up not appreciating, but just not being present in what has happened already.
Not living, that makes sense. Not living in her triumphs.
Yeah.
Just thinking about, you know, all the things that she hasn't achieved yet. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a never-ending cycle.
It is. It's a never-ending cycle. So that was a great reminder from my therapist. So maybe you need that reminder. Maybe you're looking at what everybody else is doing, or you're bombarded with, you know, seeing everybody's life and it seems so perfect and they've got it all figured out, and you may be feeling down on yourself. And it's just like, no, take a step back and think about, what are the things that you have accomplished lately? Like yesterday, a month ago, 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, just thinking of the things that you've accomplished, like, what makes you think you can't do that again? Like, look at that. Like, you know, I did this once, or I did this a few times. I can do it again. I'll get there, you know? Absolutely. So maybe that'll be helpful for somebody, because it was so helpful for me yesterday. I was like, you know what? You're right. Could you imagine if I never picked up my laptop and made that first video?
Exactly.
I just showed that video to Chad Jr. the other day, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I was excited to have a webcam. But could you imagine if I never opened that MacBook
exactly
and made that video and put it on YouTube?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. There's so many factors. You have to be willing to step out on faith. Mm-hmm. And if you are a faithful person and you believe in God, then you'll understand that, right?
Yeah.
But you know, you have to be able to step out on faith, and it's okay to be scared. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay to be scared at the same time that you're stepping out on faith.
Yeah.
But if you don't step out because you're scared, then you don't have faith that God can get you through it. Like, mm-hmm. and it's hard. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, that's hard. But
you
got to do it. And when you do it, you probably have a bunch of testimonies, and we'd love to hear some of those. If you want to type mm-hmm. a few like little testimonies where you've stepped out on faith, where you've taken a chance,
yeah,
and you were scared, so scared, but you took a chance. What was the victory that came about from that?
Mm.
We'd love to hear that, because we could list the victories.
It's a list
of things because we stepped out on faith.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have some too, if you just stop and think about it. Like, man,
and it could be small, mm-hmm. but that one small thing could impact so many big things.
Mm-hmm.
Or think about it. Maybe that small thing wouldn't have happened because you didn't step out. What was the bad thing that could have happened?
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, so there's so many out there, but we don't stop and we don't think about those. We think about all the things that we don't have.
And it's so much easier.
So much easier to dwell on
that.
But that's what the enemy wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to sit and dwell in misery. Misery loves company. Well, choose to not be, you know, living in that misery. Mm-hmm. Choose to be living in the joy that you've got. Like, you've got a day, you got a breath.
And that's the thing. It's a choice. It's mm-hmm. totally
a choice.
Every day you get an opportunity to wake up and make a choice. Like, sometimes I have to remind myself that, because it's easy to blame other factors or outside factors for you feeling however you feel. But at the end of the day, nobody can make you feel that way. One thing, no one person, no one post on social. You react how you choose to react. Like, and it's a choice. So,
you know
what I'm saying? Like, which way are you going to go today?
Which way are you going to go? Mm-hmm. Like, I wake up every day, and I challenge you to tell me today that I haven't woke up and at least gave you a kiss and squeezed the booty.
You do it all the time.
Yeah. It's just this. It sounds funny, but for me, I'm just blessed to be able to give her a kiss
mm-hmm.
and to squeeze her booty. Like, because she's my wife. She's part of me. Like, she's my forever. So but when you think about the small things that, you know, because when you get bogged down by everything else, you can forget about the mm-hmm. the small things, like giving your spouse a kiss.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just being appreciative of being able to give your spouse a kiss.
Right. Yeah.
And so for me, it's just like this small reminder, okay, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Today, you know, I might be stressed about some stuff, but today's good.
Today's good. Do you know how many people didn't get up and have a chance to wake up mm-hmm. next to somebody or wake up at all? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you just have to take each day. So hopefully that just, you know, something in there resonated to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we have a conversation about all the time of not getting bogged down in, you know, the social media world of, you know, what could be,
mm-hmm.
and remember of how much God has provided and given to us and allowed us to do through this social media thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's such a blessing.
So,
but we're not. Yeah, you're not alone. Like,
you're not alone.
We go through the same stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So
maybe that was helpful for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully it was helpful.
I didn't know we were going to take it down that route, but
hey, see, you never know where God's going to take you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's it. I mean, I don't think we need to go. Gave you a good little update on the house.
Yeah.
We still appreciate all of the well wishes and the you know, and the kind words and just the all the stuff. You guys are you guys are awesome.
Thanks for rocking with us.
Thanks for rocking with us. We appreciate it. And hopefully next week will be the last week that we bring you a podcast from this here hotel room. We're thankful for the room, but we're more thankful for the house.
We gotta leave.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah. If you want to follow us, Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, as I mentioned before, but you can also go to Let's Make Out Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and here on YouTube if you're watching. And we would love for you to just connect with us there. If you have a Ask Gabe and Babe, you can, you know, send us an email to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Or even tweet us. Or, you know, leave a message, hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. We get them, so we have them.
Yeah, we'll be back with another one next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate.
We've gotten some good ones.
We have. We've gotten some good ones. And, yeah. So,
yeah, we appreciate you. Yeah, make sure that you rate us if you can on whatever platform you're listening. If you're listening to us on Apple or, you know, Google Play or Spotify, whatever, we'd appreciate it if you'd rate us. And, yeah, we're just going to keep it going. We love y'all.
Yes.
And. Yeah.